This is Ken Shaw in the CTV newsroom. They were random shootings, five of them, all in Etobicoke. Police say a 20-year-old man picked victims at random. Scott Lightfoot will have the story tonight at 6. As well tonight, Tamara Cherry tells us why police are tying together the murders of a 28-year-old woman in Woodbridge and a reputed mobster in Hamilton. And Canadians doing well with the Oscar nominations, including The Shape of Water, shot here in Ontario, now leading the pack with 13 nods. I'm Ken Shaw. Join me with Michelle Dubay tonight at 6 for all the day's news.
This is TSN 1050.
The Maple Leafs power play in need of a boost. I'm Scott Ferguson with the TSN 1050 Sports Center update. Mitch Marner is off the fourth line again. He's replacing Leo Komarov on the Kadri-Marlowe line, with Leo moving to the fourth line. Marner knows the best way, though, for the Leafs to generate more offense is to get their power play going again.
I think we got to get more puck speed, get pucks to the net more, and also, I think we just got to make it hard on goalies. I think that's what we did really well at the start, is making it hard on goalies to see the puck and track where the puck's going to go, and I think that's what we got to get back to.
The Leafs also called up Kasperi Kapanen and returned Freddie Gauthier to the Marlies. The Leafs are at Chicago tomorrow night, and Toronto FC has re-signed veteran free agent defender Eric Zavaleta. LeBron James, just 7 points away from 30,000 for his career, is with the rest of the Cavs tonight at San Antonio. And now Raptors GM Bobby Webster joining Overdrive on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
It's time to know your lane.
How about the gear Belichick wears to the post-game press conference?
It's like a boy's small sweater with cut-off sleeves.
He was awesome.
And he's got no jacks whatsoever.
Not like any.
Pipe cleaners.
What are you talking about?
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Final hour Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN Go app. Now on TSN 2, Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, and Noodles running off to do TV. He'll be back here in a moment. Bobby Webster, the GM of the Raps, will join us here in about 5 minutes. Lots of drama league-wide. So you and I, we both believe that he's probably basking in the drama. He probably loves reading about it and hearing about it. But is he willing to go on the record and admit to it?
Well, when you're in management, the last thing you want about your team is to be the circus. Who wants to wake up every day? Everyone has a pulse. All executives have a pulse on the whole league, what's going on. You don't want your team to be the focus of a gong show. And it must be comforting saying, I'm glad I'm not there.
And furthermore, what I want to ask him, and I definitely don't believe he's going to give me an honest answer on this, how happy is he that the team that is hosting the majority of the drama and the controversy is Cleveland? The team you've got to beat. Mm-hmm. The dragon you've got to slay.
It would be like for Blue Jays fans, just the Yankees having an absolute sideshow after beating your asses for so many years.
It's exactly what you need. Because if this controversy and this drama was happening in Milwaukee, which it is, they just fired their coach yesterday, they're not really on the Raptors' radar. Even Boston, who's a very good team, they've had a couple of good years in a row, and they're going to win the East, and they're formidable, and they very well could end up representing the East in the NBA Finals. If it happened there, it wouldn't be as big of a story or as big of a deal. Because it's Cleveland that appears to be unraveling, it makes it so much more intriguing if you're someone in Toronto, let alone the GM of a team that has not been able to hop over that hurdle for years. And we mentioned this LeBron James Instagram post earlier this afternoon. It is one of the stranger Instagram posts I've ever come across. Like, I know this is a new trend in the Players Tribune.
It's just writing so to your off former the charts, self. Though. You're recognized as one of the greatest players. I don't know, maybe it's like someone that knows him should have wrote it or something.
That I could understand. If he posted something on Instagram and said,
I don't know, if someone else posted it and said, LeBron, I'm writing this to your younger self.
Well, that's true, too. But I'm saying even if he jumped on and said, this next post on my account, my wife is going to write this. or my kids or whatever, my best friend is going to write this.
Trust me, Brian, if you're in a situation like LeBron James is or Kobe was or Michael Jordan, I mean, who's the best player in baseball? The kid in Washington, Bryce Harper.
Harper,
if you're Tiger Woods, when you started to get the treatment that they've been getting, it's almost impossible not to turn into a bit of a donkey.
I totally expect that. I don't hold that against anyone that's at the top of their profession that they're going to be arrogant, especially in sports when we treat these guys like gods. I don't expect him to be humble, but hide the arrogance a little bit better is what I'm saying. Put some camouflage on the arrogance because LeBron is going to reach 30,000 points tonight, which is a remarkable accomplishment. I believe only 6 players in NBA history have reached that mark. It's an incredible accomplishment. He's one of the great players of all time. He should cherish tonight. He should cherish this kind of an opportunity. And once it happens, he should appreciate it. After it happens, LeBron jumps on Instagram today and says, quote, "Want to be one of the first to congratulate you on this accomplishment tonight that you'll reach. Only a handful of players have reached it. While I know it's never been a goal of yours from the beginning, please try to take a moment for yourself on how you've done it." He's talking to himself.
He's pumping his own tires to himself.
"Hey, you, some random, I know this wasn't your original goal, but please take advantage of it now that you've met that goal that wasn't apparently ever in the back of your mind."
You should post an Instagram post to yourself during the radio show tomorrow or before. Just a little to Peter Griffith.
Yes.
Just say, "Just to let you know, your show's become a hit. You're not fat anymore. You're awesome. Who knew you could do this? I'll do it. I'll post it for you."
Okay, you post it for me because I can't peel off these takes on LeBron and then circle back.
But instead of Little King, or I'm going to say, "Hey, big boy, you're not so big anymore."
You can call me big boy whenever you want. Whenever you want, buddy. Yeah, I just, listen, I've always been a big supporter of LeBron. I've been called a LeBron apologist, but this is the most absurd Instagram post of all time.
Really, little things drive you nuts, though, don't they?
They do.
See, I look at it and I say, it's kind of goofy.
I just don't understand what you're trying to accomplish here.
When I first saw it, I thought it was his son playing basketball, and I'm thinking to myself, "Hey, son, you're playing right now. Take your time to enjoy what your dad's doing here." And then I come in here and you're freaking out because it's not even the son.
No, it was a picture of him when he was like 15. I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. All right, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is the GM of the drama-free Toronto Raptors. Here's Bobby Webster. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Bobby, we were just talking about some of the drama going around the NBA. Do you guys sit as executives or just friends and peers and gossip about it, chat about it, discuss it, or is it just, that's their problem, not ours, we just want to keep things moving here? Don't lie, yeah, either.
No, listen, as a fan, you follow it and you kind of put your fan cap on and look at it through that lens, but mainly, you know, focused on ourselves, drama-free, try to keep things in-house and just move from there.
You just mentioned in-house, and it's such a popular phrase among sports teams. What do you think is key for everybody in your organization to do that? I mean, there's drama in all situations. There's players' egos, there's salaries involved. I mean, everybody's got a bit of an ego, regardless of what position you're in, but how do you achieve that goal of keeping everything in-house?
You know, I think it sounds a little cliche, but it's true, and you guys know it, and you know, any line of work is, you got to communicate, you got to have trust. You know, you can agree as a group to not say anything, but if people don't trust each other, if people aren't communicating and feel like, you know, they're all in it together. So I think it starts probably from a lot earlier than just when the drama happens and then trying to keep something under wraps. It's more about, you know, building it from the start and saying, listen, how are we going to build the organization? What are the things we're going to value? So that when things do happen, everyone's in the right place and everybody's prepared.
We've talked a lot about the Cleveland Cavaliers over the years on this show, and this year it feels like we've talked more about the drama off the court and what's going on with that team recently than we have in terms of their success, because there hasn't been much success. And we love it. You know, from a Raptors standpoint, we love it. We just asked you, I mean, are you tracking this kind of stuff? Is it something that can benefit you guys more so if it actually is happening to a team like Cleveland? Because those are clearly, that's clearly the team you guys are chasing. You've been chasing them for years.
Right. They're the chance until they're not. And so, it's a measuring stick for us every year. And it's been a measuring stick for us at the end of every year. So as you mentioned, we're fairly in tune with what's going on over there. I think, you know, we care about what happens on the court. We care about, who the players are and what's going on between the lines. Because as you mentioned, there's a lot of drama going on a lot of teams. And just because it gets out doesn't mean that it's not happening on other teams. So we try and narrow our focus more to the basketball side of things.
As for on the court, you guys have had some dust-ups over the past couple of weeks. A suspension, a couple of fines, some requests to meet in a back room that didn't necessarily end up actually happening or materializing. How do you draw the line as an organization and as a team of being an aggressive, physical team that's there to play with a chip on your shoulder, but also not crossing that line to a point where you're undisciplined or you're easy to provoke?
Right. You don't want to have the reputation that you're you can get in someone's head. But I think we love the passion. I think that's what what makes us love our players and what makes the fans love our guys. And so there is that line, and unfortunately, it does get crossed from time to time. But I think as long as it's not excessive, it's not something that consistently happens. I think we kind of have the trust and confidence in our players that, people will slip up here and there, but it's not something that's who we are, part of our organization.
It's kind of being leaked out there that Kyle Lowry is most likely going to be a name to the All-Star team or one of the representatives from the Raptors. How proud are you guys that, your two guys seem to getting into a rhythm here of going on a consistent basis and represent the Raptors? It seems to be a big deal to the players covering different sports like the NHL All-Star Game. Nobody really wants to go or cares about it, but it seems to be important for these guys to make sure they're there.
Well, definitely. I mean, it legitimizes what we're trying to do and what we've built for the past, few years here. I think the announcement happens at 7, and so hopefully Kyle gets in. But putting that aside, those, Kyle and DeMar are clearly our two leaders, and we go when they go. And so for them to have a sustained level of success is really special for both of them and for the organization and the city and the country.
With Bobby Webster, GM of the Raps, last year Kyle went to the All-Star game. He was a bit banged up. I believe he had a thumb injury. He came back, and he didn't play for 4 or 5 weeks after that. This year he's had some bumps and bruises. He just had the back contusion a week ago. At what point would you as a GM have to step in and say, we as a team don't want you going to the All-Star game?
Oh, I don't think that would happen. I think it's an honor that he's deserved. And if he's lucky enough to get selected, that's his right. And I think that, it's the way he plays. You guys all see it. We wouldn't want to, similar to the conversation about being passionate on the court, that's who he is. He's going to throw himself around. He's going to go after loose balls. He's going to go after, 50-50 balls. And if you try and rein any of that back, then you lose a little bit of who Kyle is. So,
with Bobby Webster, Raps GM, you guys are coming off a 7-game stretch here where you played all 7 teams above 500. You went 3-4 over that stretch. It was a difficult stretch. You used the term measuring stick just a couple of minutes ago. Your head coach is not necessarily willing to throw that out when you guys played the Cavs in Golden State. How do you approach the regular season? There's so much focus on where you guys are going. We know you're going to be a playoff team. You're going to have home court in the first round. I mean, in terms of the growth, because the style of play and the philosophy of the coaching staff, it's been on display. You guys are clearly bringing it this year offensively and defensively. But in terms of the growth, how much have you seen over the course of the year, and how much do you base it simply on who you're playing against?
You touched on a bunch of things there. So there definitely are portions in the schedule where you kind of like, hey, this is a good stretch here where it's a bunch of good teams in a row. And so you might watch a little closer on in those games. And then on an individual basis, whether it's, some of your young guys or the bench, how are they growing, right? Have they grown since the beginning of the year? Has DeMar and Kyle grown in ways that, we've talked about and we've had conversations with them. Have the coaching staff grown? And I think across the board, to your point, everyone's grown. And so it's good to see it, but I think it's, a little more nuance in the sense of everybody grows. There's a different measuring stick for each person and group of players.
Back in action tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it. As always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for doing this, Bobby.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There's Bobby Webster, GM of the Raps, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Lease the fully loaded 2018 Toyota Corolla LE for zero down and only $127 plus tax biweekly at Maple Toyota, right next to Wonderland.